When you enter the gallery of the Academy of Arts, Architecture and Design in Prague these days, it is as if you have stepped back in time. Students of the university have prepared an exhibition dedicated to the housing culture of the 1970s, the era that saw the most building of standardized housing estates all over communist Czechoslovakia. Indeed, panelaki, grey prefabricated blocks of flats, are a prominent feature of almost every Czech city or town. I asked one of the curators of the exhibition, Pavel Vančát, to explain its title, Husákovo 3 plus 1, or Husák's 3 plus 1.
Husákovo 3 plus 1 is a connection of two basic realms of this exhibition. One is Husák, the prime minister and head of Communist Party in 1970s in Czechoslovak Republic. And 3 plus 1 is the number of rooms in ordinary family flat by that time.
That means three bedrooms and a kitchen.
Not bedrooms, but three rooms and a kitchen.
The students recreated a typical 1970s panelák apartment using exactly the same ground plan and typical furnishing, including all the details such as wallpapers, kitchenware, toiletries, toys, and even a TV broadcasting 1970s news. But the journey from the initial idea to realization wasn't easy and required lengthy preparations. The organizers first had to search through home decor magazines of that time to find the most typical things of the era. On the other hand, they wanted the flat to look as common as possible.
It's quite difficult to make up a design which is ordinary, because the magazine shows something which should be followed, which has got some higher standards, some better culture, which shows people how to live and how to furnish their homes. But we try to search for something which cannot be found, in fact, in magazines.
The search for the objects themselves was probably the most adventurous part of the project.
There were different ways of searching for them, starting with garbage containers in the streets and going over many advertisements on the web and poster campaigns in panelák's neighborhoods and ending with family flats of our parents and so on.
The result is really convincing. When I entered the 3 plus 1, or 3 plus jednička as we call it, I was amazed how realistic it was. It immediately reminded me of my childhood when I visited a school friend at Jižák or Jižní Město, one of Prague's largest housing estates. I was never quite sure which one of the great panelák's was hers, because they all looked exactly the same. I asked Pavel Vančát to give me a little tour through the fake apartment and comment on some of the most interesting features. We started in the living room, where my attention was immediately captured by a huge set of cupboards and shelves covering one entire wall of the living room.
Stěna, or living room wall, is very typical for that time, because it was something like a shop window of every household. And that was the wall, and also the couch and the armchairs together made up the living room, which was representative room for visitors. And it somehow showed the taste and the social level of the family. They could have quite a poor children's room or bedroom, but what they spent most money for was the living room and its representative character. And also what was very common were the shelves where people put up eating services. It doesn't have any logic to put up the glasses and cupboards in your living room.
We are now standing in the kitchen. What would you like to point out here?
This kitchen cupboard and, in fact, all the kitchen furnishment, which is a special type called Astra. And as I got to know a few minutes ago from a lady who was selling the furniture by that time, this was very, very exclusive piece. Normal panelák flats were furnished with model, which was all the same for all the flats.
So we are now in an exclusive 70s kitchen. Were there some typical colors?
The 70s were quite a long time, but if you have to say what was quite typical is, let's say, autumn colors. So colors from gray to brown, orange, these types of colors in different light and different hue.
I also talked to some visitors at the exhibition who were searching all the rooms in the flat, pointing out things they remembered from their own childhood or that Till had at home. Somewhat surprisingly, the overwhelming sense in the gallery was that of nostalgia, regardless of the visitor's age.
I was born in 1975, so I experienced these times. It's not that I like these things, but it's about memories. Not that I would like to live here, but I remember some of these things from my grandma's and so on.
I was born in 1983,
so I'm quite young, I think. But I remember these interior designs from my grandma's flat and my parents as well, I think.
Are there any things that you still remember that perhaps your parents and you have at home as well? What did you notice when you came here?
The toilet paper, because maybe we have still one piece of this toilet paper home in box.
Have you ever used this toilet paper?
Maybe when I was a child, I tried, but it's so hard. You must
first have to soften it in your hands.
I noticed a few of things. For example, this telephone or some furniture, this horrible decoration.
I think that most of the people, especially those who were born later, don't really like this and they find it a bit ugly.
You are right that many people don't like it because they live in this period and they connect these designs with the political situation, with the socialism. But for me it's a very nostalgic feeling and I like these designs. So that's what I want to say. For example, the paintings on the walls and the decorations are very nice.
Since most of the student curators were born in the 1970s themselves, they admit their project was to some extent driven by nostalgia. But their main objective, they say, was to attract attention to the 1970s. The housing culture shouldn't be ignored or forgotten because it reflects the specific political situation and the ideology of the era. Pavel Vanchat says they were also careful to avoid any kind of glorification or irony.
I think that works in art in general, that every epoch needs some distance to be valued and to be organized somehow. Second point is that this epoch was difficult politically, so it was quite forgotten for the last 15 years. Most of us were children by the time, so for us it's personally a time which is innocent. We know, of course, how difficult time it was and so on. We somehow wanted to get some better knowledge of the time and of the fundamentals and backgrounds.
The exhibition is accompanied by a comprehensive catalogue which elaborates in great detail on the housing culture of the 1970s era, dealing with such issues as town planning and its technical aspects, architecture design and aesthetics, and mainly the everyday popular style. It also features historical photos of the housing estates and its interiors. As the young curators point out, the issue of Panelák housing estates is still up to date, since about one-third of the Czech population currently lives in these types of flats. The last communist housing estates were completed just before the Velvet Revolution in 1989. Since then, architects have had a free hand to design whatever they like, without being limited by state planning and budgets or by shortcomings of socialist technologies. The first thing that appeared in the early 90s were satellite towns, which are sometimes called horizontal housing estates. But I guess it is up to other generations to assess their qualities. The Husákovo 3+1 exhibition runs until the 22nd of October. If you take a fancy to some of the objects on display, you can attend an auction which takes place on the last day of the exhibition. But make sure to take enough money with you. The 1970s are definitely coming back into fashion.